Skyboat Media presents The Lottery and Other Stories by Shirley Jackson. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell, Gabrielle DeCure, Kata Mazur, and Stefan Rudnicki.
Part 1. The Intoxicated. He was just tight enough and just familiar enough with the house to be able to go out into the kitchen alone, apparently to get ice, but actually to sober up a little. He was not quite enough of a friend of the family to pass out on the living room couch. He left the party behind without reluctance, the group by the piano singing Stardust, his hostess talking earnestly to a young man with thin, clean glasses and a sullen mouth. He walked guardedly through the dining room, where a little group of four or five people sat on the stiff chairs, reasoning something out carefully among themselves. The kitchen doors swung abruptly to his touch, and he sat down beside a white enamel table, clean and cold under his hand. He put his glass on a good spot in the green pattern, and looked up to find that a young girl was regarding him speculatively from across the table. "Hello," he said. "You the daughter?"
"I'm Eileen," she said. "Yes."
She seemed to him baggy and ill-formed. "It's the clothes they wear now, young girls," he thought foggily. Her hair was braided down either side of her face, and she looked young and fresh and not dressed up. Her sweater was purplish and her hair was dark. "You sound nice and sober," he said, realizing that it was the wrong thing to say to young girls.
"I was just having a cup of coffee," she said. "May I get you one?"
He almost laughed, thinking that she expected she was dealing knowingly and competently with a rude drunk. "Thank you."